Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. What you're looking at here is a add-on to a street sign at Nome and Colfax, and that's the general area where the Venezuelan gang takeover in Aurora is taking place. But you're going to find out today, this is not just in Aurora. I've mentioned some other areas to more today. We have more dire situations going on around the country, such as Chicago and Dallas. We are here to report this because we know what's going on. It's not just about Venezuelans coming to America, organizing into a gang to terrorize the population for profit. It's much, much deeper than that. This ties directly into the Biden-Harris administration, and we're going to expose it right here on the show. We're brought to you by the best storable food company in the world. As things get tough, and in some communities, you can't even leave your house or your apartment because you don't know what's happening, and you may not even be safe in there. But what people are doing across the country is they're storing food. It's selling at record levels. But there's going to come a time when the chaos that's perpetrated by the left that can't win an election is going to create such chaos that the supply chains will be impacted and your grocery stores will be empty in just a day or two at the most. Don't take that chance. My Patriot Supply is offering storable food, restaurant quality food, $300 off the 3-month special. They've never done that kind of discount before. Delivered to your home in buckets so you can bug out with it if you needed to. And you will always be set because you'll have breakfast, lunch, dinner, 2,500 calories a day. You go, whoa, that's a lot. Yeah, you're eating to survive when you're into your storable food. I don't see how anyone can think that they don't need this and need this now. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. I'm going to leave this up here for a minute here because I just want to review just for a moment what's happened in Aurora. In Aurora, what we have seen originally was the takeover of an apartment building, not an apartment, as being falsely reported by the propaganda mainstream media in Denver. Particularly Fox 31, who said, let's find out what's going on in Aurora with the Venezuelan gangs, but we'll interview Denver officials. What? That's like interviewing Donald Trump to find out about Kamala Harris. I mean, come on. It doesn't even make any sense. But nonetheless, it's all about deception. The governor's come out of Colorado, Jared Polis, and he has said, there's nothing to see here, folks. It's just the imagination of some people. Yeah, well, I showed a video yesterday that showed a staging area for these Venezuelan gangs. And what we're reporting to you right now, I'm 100% confident in the truth. Venezuelan commandos have been flown in through various charitable organizations, NGOs, funded by the Biden administration with laundered money. Michael Yon has covered this kind of thing now for 2 years, and he has documented it 9 times Sunday. Now we're showing it here from a different light, but it's happening. These Venezuelan commandos are coming in and they're gathering illegal alien, Latino, and Hispanics and organizing them into gangs for those who will participate. Not everyone will participate. Some will say, no, I want nothing to do with that. Some will say, can I get my next meal? So they're gathering up, and in the nearby Target parking lot, they are organizing them into squads, of which someone who I know has said it looks like they're preparing them for combat. It's like assembly before you go into battle. And this is in Aurora. But this goes deeper than Aurora. This goes much deeper than Aurora. And we're looking at a situation now where this country in key sanctuary cities is being overrun with the TDA gang, Venezuelan commandos putting together immigrant operations. And if you think they're going to stop at apartments, think again. We're going to show you, or actually read to you, a transcript, and we'll try to play it. I don't know how audible it'll be, but I can read the transcript from a similar call to Aurora, but it's in Chicago, and it's a 911 call. You're looking, if you can see this visually, if not, I'll read it to you for the audio part. Showing guns in the courtyard here. Let's back up here. Okay. Transcript of the call. 911 operator number one. A person with a gun, 6124 South King Street, and this is in Chicago. 32 Venezuelans are trespassing in the building. They're showing guns in the courtyard, and they have motorcycles in the courtyard as well. And the stairwells are filled. Nothing further, it is unclear. 911 operator number two. Hey, I'm sorry. Are you headed over to Shots Fired or to the 6124 South King for the migrants? Chicago police officer responds, King Drive. In other words, he'd rather go where? Exactly. Who wants to go there without major backup? All right, there's another building at, and they can't make out the recording. We had multiple calls for the guns at 6124 South King. Officers noticed a disturbance and a large gathering. Could be the 32 Venezuelans trespassing in the building property, showing guns in the courtyard. There are motorcycles in the courtyard. All stairways are filled. And we're going to play the recording for you right here. But it's kind of scratchy, but I want to validate the fact that we're not making this up. This is real. And I won't play the entire recording because it's somewhat inaudible, but you'll hear enough to know that what I just read to you is authentic.
Units entry in City West, person with a gun, 6124 South King Drive. Caller says 32 Venezuelans are trespassing the building, showing guns in the courtyard, and they have motorcycles in the courtyard as well. All stairwells are filled. Nothing further, zone clear.
This is just absolutely amazing, isn't it?
Hey, I'm sorry. Are you headed over to the Shots Fired or to the 6124 and King for the migrants?
On King Drive.
All right, 10-4. There's another available unit arrive at 310. We had multiple calls. First with the gun, 6124 South King. Also came over to the disturbance large gathering. Could be 32 Venezuelans trespassing in the building property, showing guns in the courtyard. They have motorcycles in the courtway, all stairwells filled. And nothing further.
Well, I think we can absolutely be assured here that this is real. Let me tell you how real this is. There's an article, and we're just going to basically summarize it, where the Dallas police, now the Dallas and Fort Worth police, are both validating the claim. And Doug Thornton has told me, and this, Dave, this is absolutely true because he lives outside of Fort Worth, out in a rural area. And I mentioned to him Dallas as far as these TDA gang of Venezuelans spreading. And he says, oh, yeah, it's in Dallas and Fort Worth. The police now admit to it. Unlike originally, the police, the governor, the mayor of Aurora, who's now done a flipperoo, they flipped that pancake over. And oh, gee, I'll respond to the public pressure because I want to get reelected. And there's kind of a small problem here. This governor is a classic rhino, classic betrayer of the people. Danielle Jenrinski, another gentleman named Sundberg, and the third name escapes my memory here, all sitting on the Aurora City Council have raised concerns about this. And as I've told you, this is spreading. 32 Venezuelans in Chicago with guns in a stairway taking over an apartment building. Oh, but according to the news in Denver, they're only taking over one little apartment. Like, that's okay. No big deal. Yeah, well, they took over the whole freaking building and other buildings too. And then they're commandeering the Target parking lot at night. Same thing going on in Chicago. Same thing going on in Dallas. Same thing in El Paso. We can start naming the names. It's in New York City. Folks, this is a nationwide effort with the same MO. I'll say it again. It's a nationwide effort with the same MO and the same purpose. Now, let me challenge you for a second. Let's play Intel operative and try to connect some of these dots. Why would Venezuelan commandos be flown in by the Biden-Harris administration and they'd be dispersed to different cities? And these commandos are seen recruiting gangster members from other illegals, arming them. And then yesterday I reported that someone named Pam, that has a gas station on Colfax, where the sign was I showed you in the opening, near the first apartment building that was affected in Aurora. She put up bulletproof glass, been robbed twice, closes at dark. And she just says, I see guns coming in all the time. And then, of course, there's the report with the hotel in Denver, not Aurora, where the owner of the hotel is paid double the going rate to house these people. And she said, gun shipments are coming in all the time. She called into a talk show, and I read the transcript yesterday. Okay, why would all this be going on in multiple locations through the United States from virtually coast to coast in sanctuary cities? You have any theories on this? Do you think that these people are going to be the nice people we've seen in the past that come here and they just want a chance and they're going to work in our farm fields? They're going to wait on our tables, prune our trees, and then they hope that the second generation, their children, has a typical American middle class life. You think that's what we're seeing here? Did those previous immigrants come here with snipers rifles that we've seen in the photos and the videos? AK-47s, AR-15s, Mach 10 machine guns? You tell me, does that sound like immigrants that just want a better chance? Or are we looking at the organization of domestic terrorist groups for the purposes of destabilization and disruption? Okay, now let me prevail upon my experience because I have covered this kind of thing and I've been saying this was coming. And I've said it very explicitly in joint broadcasts I used to do with the late Paul Martin, dear, dear friend, departed 3 years ago. And he and I did a lot of broadcasts on this. He used to entertain spec ops at his gun range in northern Colorado, where he would tell me that they say the elements for the takeover of the United States and the total destabilization are being put into place, and we're getting ready. I'm warning Kamala Harris right now. If you get into office and you pull the crap you think you're going to pull, it ain't going to be Dave Hodges standing up to you. What did he say? Too old to fight, too fat to run. But these ex-spec op guys with Lapuas and all the other little specialized weapons they hung on to, like, I tell you don't think they hang on to them? I have a dear, dear friend named Larry. Larry went to my high school before I did. He's 4 years older than me. And he ended up being my mentor, really guiding me through the steps. And he was a great college basketball player. Larry and I had a mutual friend, and I'm not going to mention his name or his occupation, but well-educated, two-tour duty Vietnam tunnel rat, how dangerous that was. He kept every gun known to mankind that the army had. We used to go out past East Aurora and we'd shoot these weapons. Boy, we were lucky we didn't get caught. Because some of the weapons that we were shooting, yeah, you get the idea. And I was probably about 16, 17 years of age. And this guy who was 30 at the time used to love to hang out with us. Wouldn't want to mess with him. 5'10, 150. And I've seen him take down someone about 6'10 and 250. There are people like that all on the Carl Front Range. They're not going to take this. I'm telling you right now, they are not going to take this. I know the mentality from the shows that Paul and I used to do, and they're all these type of patriots all across the country. I don't want to see a civil war, but as Doug Thornton and I were talking about on the phone yesterday, man, oh man, oh man, if there's not a civil war, it's going against the odds. And I pray for a supernatural intervention that we don't have one. But people aren't going to put up with this coming into their areas. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen in Chicago right now. The vice lords and all the other little gangsters in South Chicago are all going to get together and they're going to gang up and they're going to try to kick these people out. It's going to be one hell of a bloodbath. And the police is undermanned and defunded as they are in Chicago. They're going to be powerless to stop it. You heard the one cop. He didn't want to go to where the Venezuelans were. He knows he's outgunned. And who can blame him? We just had a police officer killed in the line of duty, and his partner was wounded. And they were trying to stop a guy from breaking into a car. They set on a chase, and this guy, and he, by the way, should have been in jail, but due to defunding and parole bullcrap from our Democratic mayor in Phoenix, Kate Gallego. This guy was out when he should have still been in prison. Yeah, that's Arizona becoming liberalized. And he shot one officer and wounded him, saved by his vest, and shot the other one in the head, and he died 3 days later. It's a great tragedy. People aren't going to tolerate this much longer. Now, let me tell you the general plan. Let's connect the dots here, shall we? Since 2016, when Obama and John Kerry in the lame duck period in December before Trump took office the next month, they illegally signed us into a treaty with the UN. A treaty, for those who may have forgotten their civics lessons, has to be approved by a two-thirds majority of the Senate. It was not. It's called the Kigali Principles. Originally, it was 15 member nations. It's now grown to, I believe, 28 or 29. And what it says is if a leader of a country needs assistance to stay in power, there's a coup d'etat, revolution, civil war, pandemic, the other nations of the UN can come in. These Venezuelans, because this is a national operation following the same MO, these Venezuelans are going to create hell and havoc in America. And it's going to cause the UN to come in under declared martial law. These will be the occupation troops. And I've said this yesterday. Now maybe it'll sink in. And you can look this up, guys. I've covered this so many ways. Kigali Principles. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com. Kigali. Kigali, Kigali, Kigali. 2015 is when it came in. 2016 is when we joined illegally. And we have the equivalent of seven divisions of Chinese men in this country who will be wearing the blue helmets and be in the occupation force, ostensibly to clean up the mess that the Biden administration is causing by bringing in these TDA commandos and starting these gangster militarized operations. Folks, this isn't just gangs. These people are being organized into paramilitary groups for destabilization, and this is the takeover of America. Now, let's project this back to the election. And I've talked about all of these things in several different ways. Now it's time to connect dots and give you a cohesive analysis of what's going on. Okay, so we have the destabilization, same MO, different cities. How are they getting their guns? Who's sending these people these guns that hotel operators and observers on Colfax are witnessing coming in? How does a gangster get a high-powered sniper rifle? You saw the one with the scope, if you've been following us at all. Okay, comes from the Biden-Harris administration. Fast and furious in reverse, folks. They've done it before with the cartel. With Eric Holder under Obama, they're doing it again in reverse with this gang. Destabilize UN occupation. Now, the election. Kamala Harris is getting her butt handed to her, literally and figuratively. She's given one interview in 48 days. And it was a scripted interview that was highly edited, and it was only 16 minutes and 38 seconds long. She can't win. She's too stupid. And here's the thing. I don't care what they say about it. It's joy. It's freedom. Don't pay attention to the last 4 years. Joy, freedom. Don't look over here. Look over there. Joy and freedom. Well, you know, the joy and freedom fades away when Johnny Lunchbucket goes to the grocery store and he's paying 30% more for groceries than he was when these clowns took over. When he's filling up his gas tank, you know, Tommy the plumber, and he has to travel around the city and he's filling up the gas tank and he remembers what he paid under Trump. You see, these things are not fooling anybody. In fact, CBS called out Kamala Harris yesterday on the East Coast for busing in people to her events. Homeless people, here's a meal, a little bit of money, come on in. That's what they're doing with their $500 million they have. Oh, that's gone to $1 billion. They're buying crowds to create the illusion. What they want to do is groupthink 50% of the country that's dumber than a box of rocks politically, aren't involved, and they vote usually for the last thing or the most often thing that they hear. Groupthink. And this is why they're trying to create this persona. It's love and peace, and I'm for the working man. Let's see. Can I analyze that just for a minute? And I digress. The working man. See, the working man wants to own a house. Used to take $64,000 under Trump family income to buy a starter home. Today, average across America, it's about $125,000. It's almost doubled. You don't think people notice this? How about the proposal she's talking about? Anyone paying attention when she says, I'm going to tax you on your unrealized income? If people just stop and think for a second, they're going to think, holy crap, I'll never be able to sell my home. If I have a job move, I can't move. I'm in trouble. I'll have to walk away from my house. And then all the climate change nonsense mitigation with climate scam and all the things people are going to have to do to their homes. Are you listening to what she's saying? Anyone catches a whiff of this or go, I can't afford that. If I have to pay for this mitigation myself, I'll be kicked out of my home. I could go on and on, but you get the idea. Inflation is killing people. Interest rates are killing people. And in very practical ways that I'm talking about, she can't win. Martin Armstrong, 10% approval rating for Kamala. One of my sources at very deep cover, can't say much more than that, is saying 8.5%. Now, I'm not offering that without the proof of Martin Armstrong, who actually gives Kamala 1.5% over what my contact says. She can't win, and they know it. And the wheels are coming off, and the betting line in Vegas is changing dramatically. Trump has been now given, what is it, a 62% chance of winning by silver? And that's only going to grow. They get in that debate. I know ABC is going to pull crap. They fed every question to Kamala, and she's been rehearsing, rehearsing, rehearsing. But when she gets out there and Trump gets going, stupid's going to set in, and she's going to fall flat on her face. And if he doesn't get drawn into her BS and just sticks to the facts, the border, the economy, okay, all those things that have made America miserable, she is going to have her butt handed to her worse than Joe Biden did. And they can't change candidates. So let me link the TDA back into this. Destabilize the country. Maybe you even do something to Kamala. Maybe you don't. But you have widespread violence. We must have martial law. And this will go one of two ways. Folks, you can take this to the bank. I've never been more sure of a prediction than I'm giving you right now. I've never been more sure. This is going to go one of two ways. They're going to have us in lockdown for the vote. And then they can just flat steal it like no one's business because there'll be no oversight. There'll be no in-person voting. That's easy to steal. Did you see in Atlanta? Should I digress? Well, I'll save that for later. What just came out of Atlanta is incredible. All right, let's take a look at the second possibility. Okay, so they steal a contrived election because of lockdown, which was really the purpose of COVID. That was really the purpose of COVID. Trump didn't realize he stepped into his own trap. Now, what's the second thing they can do? No election. It's just not safe out there. We have to restore order. And the restoration never ends. Martial law becomes permanent. And they just start implementing their policies. There is no election. There is no turnover. And what are you going to do about it? That's what they'll say to you. What are you going to do about it? I'm telling you, this is where it's going. You think there are still some people out there. I have to laugh when I'm in a restaurant. And God bless these people for believing in America. Seriously. It's a good fault to have right now. But yeah, do you think Donald Trump can overcome Kamala? She's sure getting a lot of good press. Well, I think the people will know and they'll vote accordingly. Yeah, the key is in the vote. I estimate they have to steal over 40% of the vote to win this election. There are people that tell me that if a popular election was held today, Donald Trump would get 75 to 80% of the vote. I believe that because we're miserable. We're not fooled by the freedom and joy. We're not fooled by that crap. We feel it. Do I eat dinner or do my kids? We've seen focus groups where this has been discussed with real Americans. And the hardest hit communities are Black and Latino. And that's the base for the Democratic Party. And they're going to jump ship in droves because they're going to vote their pocketbook. They've been fooled long enough. And the song by the Who can't get fooled again. You know, here's Kamala, meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I take my family inside because the revolution, yeah, you get the idea. This is a very dangerous time. This is why I come on here every day and I talk to you about storable food. This is an example. And we've now got a contract with a water company. Yeah, we're going to get into that too, and we'll explain that at a later time. But it's time to start thinking, how can I survive on my own? And some of you that live in the middle of sanctuary cities, if you really want to be safe, you're going to have to move. And I know some of you can't afford to move, and I'm so sorry for you. Then you're going to have to find means to protect yourself with your neighbors. You say, Dave, are you saying vigilantism? I'm saying, no, stay alive. Stay alive, because the governments in blue cities don't care about you. Good morning to you, too. I'm just a ray of sunshine, aren't I? And you know, it's funny. When I walk away from this little device right here, people will say, he's the most optimistic person I've ever seen. People that played basketball for me as their coach. There was no team that he didn't think we could beat. That's how I approach my life. But I have to call it like I see it here. The liberal establishment hates you, the patriotic American, and particularly if you're a Christian, and even more so if you support wanting to make America great again. You have a bullseye on your back, and I don't know how many different ways we have to show you. You are under attack from every angle, and you need to be open to a call to action. First thing you can do is share this video with liberals, because I'm going to say this to the liberals right now. You think you can make a deal with the devil, don't you? Well, PayPal does. So these other corporations I'm going to talk about in a later segment. But you can't make a deal with the devil. If you lay down with the devil, you're going to become demonic. I'll just be quiet, and I just hope they'll leave me alone. Well, in the famous Howard Beale speech in the Oscar-winning movie Network, Howard Beale said, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to go to your windows and open them up and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. We need to get to work. We got a short amount of time.